And this is a bonus lesson, and it's pretty short, but it brings up an important topic in our role and how we function as reliability professionals. And it has to do with how we go about building influence, since influence is such a key to how we create and create situations and create trust and so on, such that people that we're working with are influenced, are their decisions take into account the information we're providing and gather their own information to some extent about reliability. So a lot of what we do is acting like a consultant within an organization is we're tasked with a variety of things. It might be creating predictions or running tests or analyzing data. Yet we have to communicate those results and help other people understand what this information means, what are its limitations, and where it can be used. In order to do that, we need to have some influence. We have to be able to sway people so that they understand have a full understanding of the information that is being provided. And they also need to be able to do that so that they can make good decisions. Well, how do you go about creating a situation where you do have influence? Well, a big part of that, it starts with by actually solving problems. Early in my career, one of the engineers I was working with commented to me that, "Oh, it's you again." And I was like, what do you mean? He says, well, every time you show up, you're bringing me a problem. You're telling me this won't work, or this has had a failure, or that supplier's products aren't good enough, or the manufacturing line can't manufacture this. But you just seem to be bringing me problems, and why can't you bring me solutions? So I took that to heart, and I appreciated that he actually let me know. I thought I was doing my job. But in reality, in order for me to have influence, to actually change the direction of a program or to improve the reliability performance, I'm going to need to have that ability that they want to work with me and that they can hear what I'm saying. So what I did in that situation is I started solving problems, or at least bringing alternatives. You know, here's three ways we can look at this, and here's how I can help you analyze that data. Or here's how we can streamline the process so that you have more time to solve the reliability problems, for example. So once I became an active contributor, rather than just a reporter of problems, I started to build more credibility, to build more likability with that one engineer that I was working with. He didn't mind when I showed up because I wasn't bringing just problems. I was bringing alternatives and paths to solutions or ways of looking at an issue so that we could find a solution for it. And what happened with that is over time, I built credibility. The predictions I made about reliability performance would pan out. And so getting them as close to accurate as you can makes sense. Running experiments and being able to explain it clearly and with the language of the people that need to use that information, that helps build credibility. You know you're there when you don't have to say, "I told you so." And you shouldn't say that probably anyway. But the idea is that if you say, you know, this design is not going to be as good as this other design. And that may be from your experience or from seeing that in play in a lab of some sort. But maybe not without all the documentation and, you know, film at 11 type information. But it's once people sit back and think, everything this guy's told me is panned out and it's pretty solid, maybe we should look into this. That's an indication that you are successful at building your credibility. But it takes consistency and perseverance and staying with it and doing the best job you possibly can, looking for feedback and all of those other aspects of it. Studying this broad range of tools in the CRE is one way to enhance your credibility just because of your knowledge, but it's in how you implement it and how you actually solve problems is where it really comes to play. So as you work through this material and as you implement these things and exercise these tools in your day-to-day job, look for those opportunities to continue to enhance your credibility. It'll make your role a whole lot easier and enjoyable as you go. Now, I've mentioned this before, but I threw this slide in a few places just to remind you that if you have any questions or if you have some areas that you would like to discuss further, you know, send me an email or give me a call. I'd be glad to help you get through this material and master it as best I can. We're also going to be doing office hours, and there's a form for the course and the CREprep.wordpress.com website. And a variety of resources are available for you to get your questions answered. So don't let that hold you back. So please reach out anytime, and I'd be glad to help you master this material. In the next segment, we're going to take a look at the area of reliability program management and the variety of tools that go into building a viable reliability program.